American politicians, especially conservatives, use the fear of terrorism to justify a national security state that costs middle-class families about $600 billion tax dollars every year. But the vast bulk of these expenditures on missiles, ships, tanks, aircraft, hundreds of military bases throughout the world, and tens of thousands employed by the Pentagon's overgrown bureaucracy are not designed to fight terrorism and have nothing to do with the security of ordinary people. The real beneficiaries are the defense contractors and the oil and other big corporations whose interests are protected by U.S. military power abroad. Meanwhile, we could use all that skilled labor and physical capital to retool our economy, provide needed resources for neglected urban schools and housing, and create the sustainable economy of the future. The resources spent on these civilian needs will actually create more jobs than resources spent on military applications, which are especially energy and capital intensive. In The Middle Class Fights Back, I provide concrete ideas for downsizing the national security state and demilitarizing the country's foreign policy.